感谢主的恩典，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thanks to the grace of God. Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣带领祝福我们大家。
And may God bless and guide every single one of us.
因为小弟刚刚眼睛动过手术。
Because earlier this week I had an operation on my eye.
所以现在视力还没有完全恢复。我们等一下读圣经，我们就请 David 帮忙读。
My vision has not yet fully returned. So when we read the Bible, we will read in English.
我们今天早上来学习选民在历史上的见解。
And so today we will learn about warnings from Israel's history.
罗马书里面说啊，从前所写的圣经啊，都是为着要教训我们写的。
And so the book of Romans says that all things are written in scripture for our teaching.
我们可以从这个圣经的一些道理来得到安慰跟鼓励。
And so from all the teachings we can learn encouragement, receive encouragement.
当然有一些历史上他们所犯的错误对我们也是一种警戒。
Mistakes also serve as a warning for us.
我们今天早上就根据哥林多前书的第十章来学习以色列失败的一切经过。
And so today we will study from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the history of where the Israelites failed.
我们盼望说从这里面来学习到一些教训。
And so we hope that we can learn from some teachings in this passage.
我们首先请看哥林多前书十章，先读第一节到第五节。
So we will study 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 5.
哥林多前书十章的第一节到第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 5.Verse 1, Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. 2, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 3, and all ate the same spiritual food. Verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Verse 5, but with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
这里谈到以色列民他们本来聚集在埃及地的地方。
And here it records that they, Israelites, they used to dwell in Egypt.
因为他们在受到埃及人的欺负苦难当中就向神祷告呼求。
And because they were abused by the Egyptians, they cried out to God.
神借着大能的手把他们从埃及地带出来。
And God used his almighty hands to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们要离开埃及的时候，神就用云柱跟火柱来引导他们的道路。
And so as the Israelites were led out of Egypt, God led them with a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud.
所以在这里讲到说他们在云里在海里受洗归了摩西。
And that's why here records that all of them were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses.
这个云当然就主着云柱。
And this cloud is referring to the pillar of cloud.
海就是主着红海。
And then the sea is referring to the Red Sea.
因为他们在无路当中神让他们经过红海走干地。
And when they were in difficulties, God allowed them to walk through the Red Sea on dry land.
过红海就是一表洗礼。
And to cross through the Red Sea means baptism.
我们今天受洗也是在主耶稣的宝血有圣灵来见证这个宝血可以赦掉我们的罪。
And today when we are receiving water baptism, we are fully immersed into the water, which is the blood of Christ.
我们受洗以后就成为神的儿女，神的子民。
And after we are baptized, we are known as the children of God, the people of God.
好像以色列人他们经过了红海，说是受洗归了摩西。
And just as the Israelites, they had crossed over the Red Sea and were baptized into Moses.
他们过红海以后在那个大而可怕的旷野当中。
And after they crossed the Red Sea, they were in the terrifying wilderness.
就神从天上把玛拿降给他们。
And God sent manna from heaven for them to eat.
说玛拿是一种属灵的食物。
And manna is this spiritual food.
他们在干渴当中啊，神让磐石出水。
And when they were thirsty, God gave them water from the rock.
说这是属灵生命的活水。
And this is the living and spiritual water.
那这个水是出于跟着他们的灵磐石，就是基督。
And then this rock that followed them was the rock that was Christ.
那我们今天也是一样，借着主耶稣的宝血洁净了。
And today, it is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we are cleansed.
然后我们好像婴孩一样爱慕属灵的灵奶。
And we are just like spiritual children where we enjoy the spiritual milk.
借着属灵的道理、属灵的食物，让我们属灵的生命不断的丰盛、健壮、成长。
And it is through the truth and through the spiritual teachings that we are able to consume like food that we are able to grow and be new.
借着长，我们常常祷告圣灵充满。
And so if we often pray, we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够常常浸在神的恩典当中。
That we may often enter into the grace of God.
所以古时候的以色列民呐、啊。他们在走这个旷野的道路。
And for the Israelites, while they were walking through the journey in the wilderness,
就是预表我们今天的信徒啊，在走天国的道路。
And it prefigures how believers today now walk through the journey of faith.
说这些以色列民都是神把他们从埃及辛苦的把他们带出来的。
Just as the Israelites were led out of Egypt by God.
他们都在海里淹里受洗归了摩西。
That they were baptized in the sea and in the cloud into Moses.
那说他们当中啊，多半是神不喜欢的人。
However, most of them, God was not well pleased.
所以后来在旷野当中倒闭了。
And so their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
我们知道他们出埃及以后啊，在西乃山曾经数点百姓。
So we know one time after they left Egypt, they were at Mount Sinai.
20岁以上啊，可以打仗的有60万人。
They conducted a census, and then those who were over the age of 20 who could fight in war were
600,000. 然后经过了40年的旷野道路当中。
And after 40 years in the wilderness.
后来第二次的数点百姓。
During the second census of the people.
同样有兵丁60万。
There were the same number of soldiers of 600,000.
但是我们看到这当中的新的数点跟以前的完全不一样的人。
But we see that even though the numbers are the same, the people are completely different.
虽然神的百姓人数没有减少。
And even though the people of God did not decrease in number.
因为这是神的应许没有落空。
Because this is the promise of God that never fails.
但是第一次数点的百姓当中。
But in the first census of the people.
最后只有两个人能够进到迦南地。
Only two remained who were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以让我们看到说这些人大部分都是神所不喜悦的人。所以后来一个一个都扑倒在旷野当中呢。
And so we see with the majority of them, most of them God was not well pleased, and their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
所以保罗就把这些事迹就提出来勉励我们。
And Paul talks about all of these as a reminder for us.
所以以色列民他们旷野的路程就是对我们今天一个非常重要的见解。
And so the lessons in the wilderness are serve as a great warning for us.
说这个记在圣经上，就是来警戒我们末世代的人。
And so all of these are recorded as an admonishment and a warning for us who are living in the end days.
那所以我们要怎样努力做成得救的功夫不要像以色列人失败的样子。
And so how can we do the work of salvation so that we do not fail like the Israelites?
所以我们要把他们的失败当作我们的警惕。
And so we should use their failures as a warning for ourselves.
我们来看他们失败的地方这里总共提到五点。
And so there are about five failures here in this passage.
我们看十章的第六节。
If we look at verse 6.
十章第六节。
Chapter 10, verse 6. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这里讲到说这些事啊，都是做我们的警惕，做我们的见证。
And here records that now these things become our examples.
啊，然后提到他们第一项失败的原因就是贪恋恶事。
And so the first reason that they failed is that they lusted after evil things.
那其实以色列人虽然在旷野啊。是一个什么东西都没有的地方。
And even though the Israelites were in the wilderness where nothing is there.
他们四十年以后啊，摩西就问他们。
But after 40 years, Moses asked them.
你们在这四十年当中啊，你们有缺少什么吗？
In these 40 years, have you lacked anything?
他们说没有。
They said that they have lacked nothing.
因为天天神降食物给他们吃。
Because every day, God sent food for them to eat.
他们可口地说，神会从磐石当都可以流出水来给他们。
And so when they were thirsty, water flowed from the rock for them to drink.
四十年了，他们衣服没有穿破。
And for 40 years, their clothes did not deteriorate.
就是说四十年当中啊，他们没有缺乏衣服。
And so, which is to say that for 40 years, they did not lack clothing.
虽然天天在走路啊，但是四十年当中，他们的脚没有肿。
So even though they were walking for 40 years continuously, their feet did not
swell. 所以我们看到神的看顾是无微不至的。
And so we see that the providence of God and His protection is all-encompassing.
虽然有时候会遇到困难，没有错。
And even though we may encounter difficulties.
虽然有时候会遇到缺乏，没有错。
And even though we may lack something.
但是神得一个一个解决他们的困难。
But God still provided for every problem that they faced.
神供应他们啊，都没有什么缺欠。
And so whatever God supplied them with, they lacked nothing.
但是以色列人却对神的赏赐啊，不能够得到满足。
However, the Israelites did not find fulfillment in the blessings of God.
所以在民数记的十一章有记载一件事情。
And so in Numbers chapter 11, there's an incident that is recorded.
说当时以色列百姓啊，他们就向神啊抱怨，说那个用那个恶言呐啊。那个很凶恶的话啊，后来这些话都达到神的耳中了。
And so, the people they complained against God, and they were used very harsh words against Moses, and then
their words reached God. 神的怒气就向他们发作。
And then, the anger of God came upon them.
从他们当中有一些叫做闲杂人。
And so there were some who were mixed multitudes among
them. 那个闲杂人啊，不是纯粹的以色列人。
These mixed multitudes were not pure Israelites.
可能有一部分是跟着他们啊，从迦南地进到埃及的。
And it might have been those who had gone from Egypt into
Canaan. 跟他们生活在一起。
And they might have dwelt among them.
后来他们要出埃及的时候啊，也有一部分人啊。不是以色列人跟着他们一起离开埃及地。
And it's possible that when they departed from the land of Egypt, that they followed them that with them.
所以这些叫做闲杂人呢，就混进以色列人当中的。
And so these people are called the mixed multitude who mingled among the Israelites.
因为这些人呢，根本对神没有信心。
And as even because these people had no faith in God,
而且会影响到以色列人
and they greatly influenced the Israelites.
那虽然神赐给他们的食物啊，都非常的足够
and even though the food that God provided the Israelites were adequate,
但说这些闲杂人呐、啊，他们却起来一种贪欲的心。
And it says that the mixed multitude yielded to intense craving.
他们说我们在埃及的时候，我们不要花钱，我们就有鱼可以吃。
And so they said that in Egypt, they did not have to send any money to get
food. 我们也有各样的蔬菜水果，我们要什么就有什么。
They had all kinds of fruits and vegetables.
那我们现在这个旷野当中啊，我们除了这个淡薄无味的玛拿，什么都没有了。
And so they said that in the wilderness, there is nothing other than except for this manna before our eyes.
我们的鲜血都枯干了。
That our blood has dried up.
所以因为这些闲杂人啊，他们有贪欲的心。
And because this mixed multitude had this intensive craving.
影响到以色列人。
And so it influenced the Israelites.
以色列人想想说，对啊，我们以前在埃及多好。
And the Israelites started to think how wonderful it used to be in Egypt.
我们现在除了玛拿以外，什么东西都没有了。
Other than manna, we have nothing.
那圣经里面特别记载说，这个玛拿是神从天上降下来的食物。
And the Bible specifically mentions that manna was food that was provided from heaven from God.
他说那个形状好像圆锥子，又好像珍珠一样。
And it says that manna was like coriander seed, and the color was like the color of delium.
每天早上啊，露水降下来的时候啊，玛拿就跟着降在地面上。
And so every night or every morning, when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on.
所以以色列人每天早上要去捡玛拿。
And so every morning when the Israelites pick manna,
捡了以后可以生吃。
They could eat it raw.
也可以啊，用那个臼啊去磨。
And they could also grind the manna.
也可以去做饼。
And they could make it into bread.
也你要怎么样吃就怎么样吃。
However you want to eat it, you can eat it
any way you want. 吃起来好像那个鲜油，好像添加蜜的薄饼一样。
And it tasted like bread of honey.
所以讲起来这个玛拿应该是很好的食物，而且对他们的营养都能够足够的。
And so manna should be very good food, and it should be very nutritious for the Israelites.
而且啊，在旷野什么都没有当中啊，神就是借着食物，这个食物来养活他们的。
And so, especially in a place in the wilderness where there is no food, God sustained their lives.
其实他们从出埃及以后一个月，他们的食物就没有了。
Actually, since they departed from Egypt, all their food was used up within a month.
那个时候，神就天天降玛拿。
And since then, God every day sent manna to them.
经过了40年，一直到他们进到迦南地。
And for 40 years, up until they entered into the land of Canaan.
出到了当地的土产，第二天呢，这个玛拿才停降。
And once they ate of the fruit of the ground of Canaan, that was when the manna stopped.
所以我们看到说，神的预备是非常的丰富有余呀。
And so we see that the blessings of God are very abundant.
但是他们对神的赏赐他们不满足。
But they were not satisfied with the blessings of God.
当然我们在缺乏的时候，我们可以向神祷告求都可以的。
And of course, when we are in need of something, we can ask God in prayer.
比如说我们可以求神赐给我们住用的饮食。
We can ask God to give us our daily bread.
其实神是听人祷告的神。
And God is the God who listens to our prayer.
但要紧的就是我们一定要用和平的态度。
But we need to have a attitude of harmony and peace.
而不是用这种抱怨或者是非常好坏的那个讲了很多恶语很凶恶的话这样来反抗神。
But we should not have this attitude of complaining or speaking harsh complaints against God.
所以神后来说虽然把他们所要的肉都赐给他们了。
And so even though God gave them the meat that they desired,
但是实际上后来对他们没有真正的帮助。
However, did not truly give them what they needed.
我们来看诗篇的78篇。
We look at Psalm 78.
诗篇的78篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇78篇，我们读24节。
Psalm 78, verse 24 to 31. Psalm 78, verse 24. Had rained down manna on them to eat, and given them of the bread of heaven, 25. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full, 26. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind, 27. He also rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl like the sand of the seas, 28.And he let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwellings, 29. So they ate and were well fed, well filled. For he gave them their own desire, 30. They were not deprived of their cravings, but while their food was still in their mouths, 31. The wrath of God came against them and slew the stoutest of them and struck down the choice men of Israel.
本来说神是玛拿给他们做食物。
And so originally God had given them manna to eat.
神从天上把食物赐给他们，让他们能够得到饱足。
And so God gave them manna from heaven so that they may be full.
那他们要求神塑造给他们吃。
However, they requested God to give them meat.
当然神也让那个 东风吹来，把很多的鹌鹑就刮过来。
And so, God sent an east wind, to blow, and so it sent much quail.
啊，他们有肉可以吃啊，也可以随意的吃。
And so they could eat, as much meat as they want.
30节说啊，他们因为贪而无厌。
And so, in verse 30, it says they were, craving. They were craving.
啊，说他们因为有贪欲的心呢、啊。
Because they had a craving.
啊，所以神的怒气向他们发作。
And so the wrath of God came against them.
所以很多人啊，就遭到瘟疫就死掉了。
And so, then many people were struck down.
啊，我们从他们在捕捉那个鹌鹑的数量来讲。
And so when, they were, grabbing the number.
啊，他们本来一天的食物是一个俄梅尔，就是一罐的那个玛纳。
And so, when they went out for their daily amount, they had an omer. They had a measure.
后来他们在算那个他们捕捉的那个鹌鹑的数量。
And so when they counted the amount that they were getting,
所以一个人就住少最少的都捕到了十个赫梅尔。
And so it says that each one grabbed about 10 omers.
一个赫梅尔就是一百个俄梅尔。
And so,
也就是说啊，他们捕捉的就是他们那个玛纳一天份的一千倍了。
Which is to say that the amount of quail that they ate was about, they grabbed was over 1,000 times the daily manna they used to receive.
所以可能很久没有吃到了，就大肆的捕捉啊，就把那个鹌鹑就挂在他们的营房旁边。
And so, because it had been so long since they had meat, they just grabbed all the quails that they could.
有的解经家可能哦，他们因为久没有吃肉了，所以连那个肉还带着血就吃了。
And some people suspect that even they were so hungry that they just ate of the meat while it's blood.
啊，当然圣经是没有这样讲啦。
And of course, it is not recorded like this in the
Bible. 不过圣经里面说，因为他们贪欲。
It is because they lusted.
因为他们贪而无厌。
And then they gave into their craving.
啊，所以神就向他们发怒。
And so, God, the wrath of God came upon them.
啊，结果很多人啊，遭遇到瘟疫啊，后来就死掉了。
And so many people were struck down and they died.
啊，这些死掉的人呢、啊，就把他埋葬起来。
And so, when they buried these people,
说那个地方叫做基伯罗哈塔瓦。
And so, the place was known as.
说是贪欲的人的坟墓。
And it is known as the coffin for those who lusted.
所以诗篇106篇里面这样讲。
And so in Psalm 106 it says.
因为这些百姓啊，一直妄求。
Because the Israelites they were lusting.
啊，他们一直埋怨神。
And they kept complaining.
但最后后来啊，神虽然给他们呐、啊。
And even though God gave it to them.
但是他们的心灵啊，却软弱了。
But their hearts were weakened.
因为他们得到这些食物，对他们实际上没有灵性上的帮助。
Because what they received in the wilderness was of no benefit to them spiritually.
所以告诉我们呢、啊，我们在生活当中啊，我们要学习啊，感恩跟知足的生活。
And so the lesson for us is that we need to be content in our daily lives.
所以一个人呢、啊，能够敬虔加上知足的心呢、啊，就是最富足的人。
And so the Bible says that godliness with great contentment is a great
gain. 我们如果没有知足的心啊，你就是再多的财物给你啊，你都没有办法得到满足。
And so if we do not have contentment, no matter how much riches we have, we will never be content.
所以神是给我们生活上所需要的衣食。
And so God has already given us everything that we need.
我们应当啊，常常感恩。
And we need to often give gratitude.
啊，当然，我们在缺乏的时候，我们可以向神祷告求。
And so we need to ask God. If we lack anything, we should ask God.
啊，神会眷顾我们，神也会把需用的东西赐给我们。
And so God will hear us, and then He will provide what we need.
啊，但是我们那个祷告的态度是从感恩，而不是一种抱怨，而不是一种埋怨的这种态度。
And so our prayer should be one of gratitude, not of one that is complaining or murmuring against God.
所以以色列人第一个失败说因为贪恋恶事。
And so the first failure of the Israelites is that they lusted after evil desires.
所以圣经里面说啊, 我们凡事都可以向神祷告。
And the Bible says that we can pray for all things to God.
啊, 但是要借着感谢还有祈求。
But we need to do so with hearts of thanksgiving and petition.
我们要先晓得感谢啊。
And so we need to first know how to give thanks.
啊,如果我们只是求啊, 但是不晓得感恩啊,
if we,
这个祷告就有点问题啊。
If we only know to ask, but we do not know how to give thanksgiving, then there is a problem with our prayers.
我们再看回来,哥林多前书第十章。
And so if we turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter
10, 我们看第七节。
If we look at verse 7.
第十章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7. Verse 7, and do not become idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
这里讲到说不要拜偶像,第七节说不要拜偶像。
And verse 7 says, do not become idolaters.
他说因为他们有人拜了。
Because some of them worshipped.
当然这个就是主着他们在西南山下的时候。
And so this is recorded about when they were at the foot of Mount Sinai.
因为神叫摩西到西乃山顶上去。
And God had called Moses to go to the peak of Mount Sinai.
神要把律法教导他们，又要把诫命啊。 写在滑板上,要交代他们遵守。
Because God wanted to give Moses the law, and he wrote the law on the tablets.
同时,神在西乃山上指示摩西怎么造会幕。
And so also God gave Moses directions on how to build the tabernacle.
成为神跟人相会的地方。
Where God can meet with man.
因为摩西上山很久。
And because Moses had gone up to the mountain for a very long time,
以色列人在山下就等得不耐烦了。
The Israelites became impatient while waiting for Moses.
后来他们对亚伦说啊, 那个摩西现在不晓得发生什么事情了。
And so they said to Aaron, we do not know what has happened to Moses.
啊, 你不如为我们造一个神。
Why don't you create a God for us?
啊, 来带领我们的路。
Who will guide our footsteps.
亚伦就纵容他们说你们把金子通通拿来。
And so Aaron gave in to them and asked them to give all their gold.
结果他就为他们造了一只金牛。
And so Aaron made a golden calf.
当然他们知道说我们不可以拜偶像。
And they knew that they could not worship idols.
因为神刚刚在西乃山上向他们宣告。
And that is something that God had proclaimed to them while they were at Mount Sinai.
他们说啊,我们拜这个金牛啊,就是带领我们出埃及的神啊。
But they said that this is the God that, and we will worship him as the one who brought us out of Egypt.
结果百姓就在那边啊,献祭给那个金牛啊,在那边跳舞,在那边啊,坐肉。
And so they worshiped the idol and then they danced.
圣经里面说,他们在那边起来玩耍,这都跟外邦人拜偶像的淫乱的行为有关系的。And
so the Bible says that they sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And so this was something that they had learned from the Gentiles.
所以神就对摩西说,以色列人败坏了,你赶快下去吧。
And so God told Moses to go down, for the people have corrupted themselves.
耶稣也听到很多人在唱歌的声音说,可能他们是打胜仗在欢呼吧。
And so when Joshua heard the noise of the people, he thought that there was a noise of war in the camp.
摩西说,这不是打胜仗和打败仗的声音。
But Moses answered, it is not the noise of the shout of victory, nor the noise of the cry of defeat.
因为他知道,这是以色列百姓啊,他们去拜牛犊啊,在那边欢乐跳舞啊,淫乱放纵的声音。
But rather, he knew that the people had given in to eating and drinking and to playing and giving in to immorality.
所以摩西就很生气啊,把两块花板就把它摔碎了。
And Moses, in his anger, he threw the tablets and broke them.
意思就是说,刚刚才把这个诫命向你们宣告。
Which is to say that I just had given you the commandments.
结果一下子你们就 放纵就违背了神的诫命。
And in an instant you gave in to your desires and broke your commandments.
就大大的得罪神啊。
And have greatly sinned against God.
所以神本来说啊,我要把这些以色列百姓统统把他们消灭掉。
And so God said, I will destroy all the Israelites.
因为摩西啊，一直的向神祷告呼求啊，所以神后来才饶恕他们。
And it was due to the prayers and the intercession of Moses that God forgave the Israelites.
但是我们看到以色列人，他们犯罪也要付出犯罪的代价。
But we see that the Israelites, because they have sinned, they have to pay the price of
their sin. 摩西很生气，就把那个金牛把它磨碎了。
And Moses, in his anger, he grind the golden calf.
然后把它放在那个水里面了，叫他们喝。
He scattered it in the water, and he made the children of Israel drink it.
然后啊，叫利未人说：“你们跟随我的，到我这里来。”
And he said to the Levites that if you follow me, come to my side.
所以腓尼哈这些利未的祖孙啊，他们就带着刀啊。
And so all the Levites and Phinehas, they took their sword.
然后把那些放纵犯罪的一些人啊，就把他们杀掉了3000人。
And so those who gave themselves into sin and immorality, they were killed for 3 days.
所以把那些犯罪的人把他处理完以后，摩西再回到神的面前。
And after those who had sinned were taken care of, then Moses went back to God.
向神祷告说，神啊。以色列百姓啊，大大的得罪你。
Then Moses returned to God and said that these people have committed a great sin against you.
但是求你啊，不要把他们消灭掉。
Yet now I pray that you do not destroy them.
因为这是你的百姓。
For these are your people.
你用你的大能把他们带出来。
It is through your great power that you have brought them out.
你如果把他们消灭在这个旷野当中。
And if you were to destroy them in the wilderness.
那你的名啊，怎么能够存得住呢？
Then how can your name be glorified?
外邦人一定会说，你看他们的神有办法把他们从埃及带出来，却没有办法把他们带到迦南地。
Then the Gentiles will say that their God was able to bring them out of the land of Egypt, but then was not able to bring them into the land of Canaan.
那你的名啊，就没有办法在众人当中来得到荣耀。
Then your name cannot be glorified in all people.
所以他求神啊，一定要赦免这些百姓。
And so Moses asked God to forgive them.
摩西说啊，神啊，你如果不赦免他们，你干脆连我的名字都从生命册上涂抹掉好了。
And so Moses said that if you do not forgive them, then also blot my name out of the book of life.
我们看到摩西的爱心非常大。
And we see how great the love of Moses was.
他为着要求神来饶恕这些百姓。
That he asked God to forgive the people.
所以灵用他的灵命啊来跟他们交换。
And he was willing to exchange his life with the people.
但是神没有答应。
But God did not agree.
神说啊，谁得罪我，我就把他的名字从生命册上把他涂掉。
And God said, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book.
不过因为摩西的再三祷告祈求啊，圣经里面谈到他那个点点点的地方啊，有的说啊，那是摩西祷告不下去了，大哭的祷告。
And in some versions, it says that Moses prayed and cried before God, and then there's an ellipsis, meaning that Moses was unable to continue praying.
后来神说：“好了，我赦免他们呐。”
And so God said, "Yes, I forgive them."
但是我不会把他们的罪啊当做没有罪。
But I will not take their sin as no sin.
所以这些悖逆的百姓啊，后来还是渐渐的都扑倒在旷野当中。
And then eventually, this rebellious people, their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
所以这里讲到说啊，我们不要向他们拜偶像。
And so here it says that we should not give ourselves into idolatry like they did.
我们知道神是灵啊，是非常圣洁尊贵的。
We know that God is a spirit, and so He is very holy and precious.
所以我们不可以用那个有形主的东西来代替神。
And so we should not use the worldly things, physical things to replace God.
我们拜神啊，只能用我们的心灵跟诚实。
And so when we worship God, we can only worship in spirit and in truth.
如果啊，用物质的东西来代替神啊，就是夺取神的荣耀。
And so if we use physical things to replace God, then this is stealing the glory of God.
所以这个偶像啊，这有形主的东西都是魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
And so idols which take the glory of God are instruments of Satan.
目的就是夺取神的荣耀。
Which is to steal, the purpose of it is to steal the glory
of God. 所以神发誓说，我绝对不把我的荣耀归给偶像。
And so God has said that he will never give his glory to idols.
所以神说他最憎恶拜偶像的事情。
And so he hates those things dealing with idolatry.
而那个偶像啊, 是人所造的。
And idols are made by man's hand.
他说有耳朵啊，没有办法听；有眼睛，没有办法看。
And so even though they have ears, they cannot hear. Even though they have eyes, they cannot see.
他说造他的跟他一样啊。
And so those who create them are just like them.
所以罗马书里面讲到说啊，人因为故意不认识神。
And in Romans, it says that because man purposely ignored the existence of God.
其实从创造世界以来啊, 神的永能跟神性是明明可知道的。
That even though since the beginning of creation, God's deity was known by all.
那人却自作聪明啊, 把那个荣耀的神把它变成啊偶像的样式啊这样来跪拜。
And so man purposely made the glory of God into the image of an idol to worship.
本来以为自己很聪明变成最愚拙的。
And so those who thought themselves wise became foolish.
因为这个心灵迷糊了，所以连带着就有很多罪恶的事情产生出来。
And because of this, many other evil came about.
所以罗马书就谈了很多啊。 就因为不认识神所产生的各种罪恶。
And so Romans talks about many things about that even though they chose not to know God, it became much evil.
各样放纵的事情，好像那个同性恋，这也是不敬畏神所产生的结果。
And so God gave them into their lust. And so an example is that homosexuality became a consequence.
所以圣经里面叫我们要逃避拜偶像的事情。
And so the Bible tells us we need to flee from idolatry.
那我们知道说那个偶像啊，有形的偶像我们不可以拜。
We know that the physical idols we cannot worship.
那一些无形的偶像啊，我们也不可以拜。
There are also abstract idols that we cannot worship.
所以我们不可以塑造自己呀，把自己当为别人呐崇拜的对象，别人抬高自己，受人家的尊重。
We ourselves should not exalt ourselves so that we receive the worship of others.
我们呢也不可以看重人过于看重神。
And we also cannot see man, put man as a higher priority than God.
所以我们看到说，一些人呢，有时候骄傲自大，就抬高自己。
We see some people, they become very prideful, they exalt themselves.
但是这个骄傲一来啊，羞耻就跟着来。
But once pride comes, shame follows.
你不讲的意思啊，神给他纣王啊，但是他不晓得归荣耀给神。
And so Nebuchadnezzar became king by the choosing of God, but he did not give glory to
him. 他最强盛的时候,
and in the height of his power,
他讲了夸口的话,
he talked about some boasting words.
他说这么伟大的巴比伦大臣,
such a great wall, a city of Babylon.
不是用我的大能大力来建设的吗?
Is it not I who established it?
就是要来传扬我伟大的名啊。
And this is to magnify my great name.
圣经说啊，他的话还没有讲完。
And the Bible says that even before he finished speaking these words,
神就出声音对他说,
God spoke to him in words.
你不念灵撒，国位离开你了。
Nebuchadnezzar, your kingdom has departed from you.
结果他就发狂啊，就好像野兽一样啊，就住在野地当中。
Then he lost his mind and he dwelt in the wilderness like an animal.
吃草好像牛一样。
That he ate grass like oxen.
这个头发长大好像鹰的毛一样。
And his hair had grown like eagle's feathers.
所经过了七期啊，经过了一段时间。
And so after a period of seven times.
最后他能够抬头仰望神啊，神才让他的聪明智慧恢复。
And it was only that he lifted his eyes to heaven that his understanding returned to him.
神才让他回去当王。
And then God allowed him to return back to be king.
所以他后来说，立王废王都是在神啊。
And so he wrote that the rising and the falling of kings is
according to God. 所以他就把他的那个受神管教啊，就记在圣经里面啊。
And so he recorded his punishment from God in the Bible.
所以当一个人骄傲狂妄了以后啊，就失掉了神的 恩典。
And so when someone has exalted themselves and boasted of themselves, they have lost the grace of God.
我们有的人呢，得到神的恩典，得到很多的恩赐。
And so many people have received the blessings of God and received many gifts from God.
啊，那当他有能力啊，有恩赐以后啊，有时候就自夸骄傲起来。
And so some people, when they have abilities and when they have received talents from God, they become very prideful.
尤其我们一个服侍神的人呢，这个更重要。
Especially for those of us who serve God, this is especially important.
我们是要把人带到神的面前。
Our job is to bring people before
God. 我们所有的恩赐能力都是从神来的。
All of our blessings, our abilities and gifts are from God.
我们只不过是神，我们只有把一切都归荣耀给神。
Everything that we have is from God, so we can only give God the glory.
所以哥林多教会的人说，我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗的。
And so in the in Corinthian church, some people said that they were of Paul. And they said the others said they were.
保罗说，我保罗算什么？亚波罗算什么？
And Paul says, who is what is Paul? What is Apollo?
我们只是神的仆人，来引导你们相信。
That we are merely servants that we bring you to a believing God.
所以我们绝对不能够看人过于所当看的。
And so we should not see man greater than for who they are.
所以我们看神的工人，也要看得合乎中道。
And so we need to have a right attitude when we see the workers of God.
既然是神的工人啊，我们就不轻视。
And so we should not despise the workers of God.
啊，但是我们也不要把它抬高啊，变成我们崇拜的对象。
But we should also not exalt them to become the target of our worship.
啊，所以不只是不可以拜那个有形的偶像，我们也要注意啊，不可以塑造形象。
And so first, we should not worship the physical idols, but also we should not create our own idols.
我们看哥林多前书十章第八节。
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8.
十章第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8. Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell.
这里讲到说不可以行奸淫。
And so here it says that we should not commit sexual immorality. 所以
说的人有人行了，一天倒闭了23,000人。
And so the Israelites had committed sexual immorality, and in one day 23,000 fell.
啊，当然这记载他们在实庭的事件。
And so this is when recorded in this event is recorded.
摩押王看到以色列人很强盛。
The Moabites king saw that the Israelites were very strong.
所以专程去找巴兰来，要来咒诅他们。
And so he asked Balaam to come and curse them.
神叫巴兰说，你不可以去，因为这是我的百姓。
And so God said to Balaam, saying, "You cannot go, for these are my people."
啊，但是巴兰看到摩押王给他的金银，给他的地位啊，所以他就动心了。
And so Balaam saw all the gold and the riches that the king of Moab, Balak, gave him.
啊，一直想要去。
And so he wanted to go.
虽然驴在路上阻挡他，他还是坚持要去。
And even though the donkey tried to stop him, he still was determined to go.
结果连续三次啊，他要咒诅以色列民，神都把他的话改成祝福的话。
And so, even though he kept wanting to curse the Israelites, God changed it into words of blessing.
神要让他知道说，这是我的百姓啊，没有什么法是可以害我的百姓的。
And so this is to let him know that these are my people and nothing can harm my people.
啊，但是巴兰啊，看到他的指望落空了。
And so Balaam, he saw that his treasures was fleeing away.
跟着摩押王就回去了。
And so he went back with the king of Moab.
啊，他可能想到不甘心啊。
And so he might have been failed.
所以他就给摩押王啊设了一个计谋。
And so he gave him a crafty tactic.
说你怎样可以害到以色列民
？And how you can harm the Israelites？
说你用这个摩押的女子啊，去引诱他们。
And that is to use the Moabite women to tempt them.
啊，真的，后来以色列百姓他们中计了。
And indeed, the Israelites they fell into the trap.
很多摩押女子、米甸女子啊，就常常围着他们的营旁。
And so, the women of Moab and the women of Midian, they kept
以色列人就起来跟他们玩耍。
And then the people rose up to
play. 跟着去拜他们的 偶像啊，跟他们吃一些拜偶像的祭物。
So they invited the Israelites to the sacrifice of their gods and to eat.
后来神发怒了，这个让那个瘟疫啊降在他们当中，一天当中死掉24,000人。
And so God sent down the wrath of God came upon them and sent down a plague among them.
本来已经啊过一个约旦河就是迦南地了。
And so even though all they had to do was cross over the Jordan River and they could enter.
结果他们却死在那个迦南地的门口。
And so they died at the gate of Canaan.
已经啊到建迦南最后的一年最后一个阶段啦。
And so this is the final step, the final year before they enter into the land of Canaan.
结果他们又行了淫乱啦。结果扑倒在旷野当中。
And so they committed sexual immorality and then they fell in the wilderness.
那么后来也是腓尼哈啊，因为他有拒绝的心啊，把那些啊行奸淫的一些百姓把他杀掉，瘟疫才阻息啊。
And so Phinehas, he had a heart of righteousness and jealousy, and so he took a sword and then he killed.
所以圣经里面说，我们的身体是神所造的，是按照神的形象造的。
And so the Bible says that our bodies are vessels of God, and it is created by God.
而且啊，我们蒙受主的救恩啊，我们身体是主耶稣用宝血重价把我们买回来的。
And so when we have entered into the grace of God, our bodies are purified and purchased.
所以说我们身体呀，已经不再属于我们自己，而是神的殿，圣灵的居所。
And so our bodies are no longer our own, but they belong to God, and it becomes a vessel.
啊，奸淫是一种大罪。
And so sexual morality is a great sin.
所有的罪都在身体之外。
And all sins are outside of the body.
奸淫是得罪了自己的身体。
But sexual morality is sin against your own body.
我们的身体是神的殿。
And so our bodies are the temple of God.
一个人毁坏神的殿，神就要毁坏那个人。
And if anyone destroys the house of God, then God will destroy that person.
所以我们看到历史上啊。
And when we look at history.
挪亚的世代。因为淫乱的罪，所以神把他们毁掉。
And so the generation of Noah gave themselves into immorality, and so God destroyed them.
所多玛城因为淫乱的罪，神用硫磺火把他们灭掉。
The city of Sodom also gave itself into immorality, and so God destroyed it.
圣经里面说啊，苟合行淫的人啊，没有办法进神的国。
And the Bible says that those who have committed fornication and adultery cannot enter the kingdom of God.
圣经里面说，这个末世是一个淫乱罪恶的世代。
And the Bible says that the last days is a generation of sexual morality.
所以将来罪恶满盈，神同样用烈火把它消化掉。
And so when the sin of the of man is fulfilled, then God will destroy this world.
所以我们一定要从这个世界里面出来。
And so we need to set ourselves aside from this
world. 虽然我们住在世界上。
And even though we dwell in this world.
但是啊，我们一定要跟世人有所分别。
We need to separate ourselves from the others.
光明跟黑暗没有办法妥协的。
Light and darkness cannot be compromised.
神的子民跟世界啊，也是没有办法同时存在的。
And so the light of God cannot exist with darkness of earth.
所以将来这个世界啊，一定会被神把它毁灭掉，因为罪恶满盈。
And so eventually this world will be destroyed because the sin of this world will be fulfilled.
我们一定要从众人当中出来，才不会跟他们有一同有罪，一同灭亡。
And so we need to step out among the people so that we will not be destroyed.
所以说我们要用圣洁尊贵守住我们的身体。
And so we need to preserve our bodies in holiness.
要约束我们的眼目，不要放纵，不要醉酒。
And so we need to set Jesus in our sights, and we not give into debauchery.
我们不要到一些淫乱不圣洁的场所。
And we should not go to any places that are immoral.
因为那个都会影响我们的信仰，会让我们无形当中犯罪得罪神。
Because all these places will influence us and eventually lead us into immorality.
我们来看十章第九节。
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Verse 10. Nor complain, as some were also complained. Nor as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
这里讲到不可以试探主，也不可以发怨言。
And so here it says that we should not complain or tempt Christ.
我们知道说这个试探不是从神来的。
And we know temptation does not come from God.
圣经里面说啊，神不试探人，啊，神也不接受试探。
The Bible says that God does not tempt people, nor is he tempted.
啊，这个试探呢，就是外在有魔鬼的迷惑。
So temptation is the influence of Satan.
因为魔鬼就是想要把人呐 拖走，把人带离开神。
Because the work of Satan is to steal man so that they can depart from God.
还有一个人会落入试探里面，就是我们人本身呐、内在的私欲。
And so the reason why we give into Satan is because of the desires of our hearts.
所以圣经里面说，主耶稣因为他非常完全。
And the Bible says that because Jesus was perfect.
所以他在试探当中，他就能够得胜。
And so he was able to be victorious in the in the face of
temptation. 主耶稣说，那个世界的王要来，但是他在我里面一无所有。
And so he says that the king of this earth is coming, and yet he has no part with me.
啊，人类受试探啊，就是人对神的不信。
And so man is tempted because he does not have faith in God.
真的有神吗？神在我们这里吗？
Is God really here? Is God really among us?
啊，神讲的话他们也不信。
And they do not believe in the words of
God. 为什么不可以吃善恶果？我就要吃吃看。
Why can I not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil?
所以这个试探是出于不信。
And so this is due to not believing, doubting.
故意啊，挑战神的权威。
And so they purposely question authority of God.
所以有时候就行一些啊不合理的事情。
And so they come up with unreasonable situations.
好像魔鬼叫主耶稣说：“你就跳下去嘛。”
And so Satan told Jesus to just jump down.
神会派天使来保护你啊，你不会受伤的。
And Satan said that God will send his angels so that you will not be harmed.
就是曲解神的话啊，来试探神呐。
And so this is twisting the words of God so that it would tempt man.
我们从报纸上看过，说有一个教会的牧师。
In the news, we saw a minister of a church.
圣经里面说啊，你喝什么毒物啊，被毒蛇咬都没有关系。
The Bible says even if you drink poison or bitten by a poisonous snake,
there's no problem. 讲到的时候就在那边表演。
And so as he was giving the sermon, he was demonstrating.
忽然拿来一些毒蛇。
And they took some poisonous snakes.
然后把手伸进去说，你看被毒蛇咬都没有关系。
And so he reached his hand in, and then he says, there will be no problems.
结果被毒蛇一咬，不到几个小时就死掉了。
And after he was bitten by the venomous snakes, he died within hours.
那个就是故意试探神。
And that is where they purposely tempt God.
当然我们无意中啊，被毒蛇咬或者什么毒物啊，主耶稣保守，因为你不是故意的。
If we unknowingly, unwillingly are bitten by a venomous snake, then God will provide for us because
你明明知道这是毒药又把它喝下去，那你就是试探神啊。
If you know that this is poison, you purposely drink it, then that is testing God.
你明明知道这个被毒蛇咬会死掉，你又伸手给它咬咬看。这不是试探神吗？
If you know that these snakes are venomous and you allow yourself to be bitten by them, then you are testing God.
圣经里面说这以色列人啊，他们屡次的试探神。
And so the Bible says that the Israelites, they kept tempting God.
看诗篇七十八篇。
If we look at Psalm 78.
十七节到二十二节。
Verse 17 to 22.
诗篇十七，七十八篇十七节。
Psalm 78, verse 17.
到二十二节。
Psalm 78, verse 17 to 22.Verse 17, but they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. 18, and they tested God in their hearts by asking for the food of their fancy. 19, yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? 20, behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people? 21.Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. 22, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in His salvation.
这里讲到说，这个以色列民呐，他们常常试探神。
And so here it talks about the Israelites often testing God.
因为他们不信无神啊,
because they did not believe in God and they did not believe into the salvation of God.
他们对神说啊, 神难道可以在这个旷野当中啊, 办筵席吗?
And so they said, can we, God, prepare a table, a feast in the wilderness for us?
我们遇到这么困难啊, 神难道可以帮我们解决吗?
And if we are in such a great difficulty, cannot God just help us?
所以一路上啊, 一直的埋怨神, 一直试探神。
And so on this journey, they kept complaining against God.
虽然神啊, 对他们的困难, 一个一个都帮助他们解决啦。
And even though God helped them with throughout each of their difficulties,
他们说啊, 心里迷糊啊, 就不信无神。
And so they were led astray in their hearts, and they did not believe in God.
一碰到问题啊，就向神埋怨了，就抵抗神，抵挡神。
And so anytime they encounter difficulties, they complain against God and they oppose God.
所以虽然他们看到很多神的作为啊，但是那个信心没有办法产生出来。
And so even though they saw many of the works of God, yet they could not build up that faith.
其实他们出埃及以后啊，他们就一直埋怨。
And even after they departed from Egypt, they kept complaining the whole way.
看到红海就说啊，你要把我们带到这里啊，要让我们死在这里吗？
When they were first faced with the Red Sea, they asked and they complained, "Did you bring us here to die?
难道埃及没有坟地吗？"
Aren't there any graveyards in Egypt?
过了红海以后啊，没有水又说，你又要让我们渴死吗？
And after they crossed the Red Sea, they said, "Is there no water that you should allow us to die of thirst?"
没有食物，没有水，一到征战，一直的抱怨。
And so they had no food, they had no water, and so any kind of difficulties they complained about.
但圣经里面说啊, 这个抱怨没有办法让我们问题得到解决。
And so the Bible says that all these complaining can never allow us to find the solution to our problems.
我们要惹起神的怒气。
But rather incur the wrath of God.
让我们受到亏损。
And that we should suffer great loss.
但是我们看到同样遇到一些困难的事情。
But when we see, when we encounter difficulties,
摩西却在那个困难当中啊, 他就晓得祷告神。
And in the midst of difficulties, Moses knew that he should pray to God.
神说, 摩西说, 你们安静啦, 你们看神怎么为了我们征战啦。
And he said, be quiet and see how the deliverance of God.
没有水的时候, 他要祷告神。
And when there was no water, he prayed to God.
神说啊, 你把那个一棵树丢到水里面啊。
And so God told Moses to throw a branch into the water.
水就变甜了。
And the water became sweet.
所以一样一样都是借着祷告啊，来克服一切的困难。
And each difficulty was solved and was overcome with prayer.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们人生当中一定会遇到困难的。
And so in our lives, it is inevitable for us to encounter difficulties.
但是啊，我们那个处理的态度啊，非常重要。
But how we face these difficulties and our attitudes are very important.
传道书里面说啊。 当我们顺利的时候，我们要向神感恩。
And so in Ecclesiastes it says that we must have a heart of gratitude when things are going well.
患难的时候，我们就要思想。
But when difficulties come, we need to examine.
因为神在我们的一生当中啊，把很多啊。 把那个顺利的、不顺利的事情啊，摆在我们的眼前。
Because in our lives, God has put good things and bad things in front of us.
这让我们知道说，我们人的一生啊，这个命运不是掌握在我们的手里面。
Because the Bible has let us know that our lives are not within our hands.
我们一定要晓得依靠神。
And so we need to learn to depend on God.
当然，我们顺利的时候，感谢神的带领。
And so when all things are going smoodly, we can rely on God.
遇到困难的时候，我们祷告。 祷告神，神啊，你让我遇到这个环境，哎，要我学习什么样的功课？
And when we encounter difficulties, we can pray to God and say, "Thank you, Lord, for letting me face this difficulty. Let me know how to face it."
也让我们在这个困难当中求神为我们开出一条出路来。
And so we ask God to open a path for us to get out of the situation.
所以我们从以色列人他们的失败啊，要做我们的见证。
And so we must use the history of the Israelites as a warning for us, that we may all the more know God.
我们的神是全能的，是慈爱的神。
Our God is a loving God and a merciful God.
说好像父亲啊，不会把那个重担啊，孩子没有办法挑着重担放在他的肩上。
Just as a father will not place a burden on the child that he cannot support.
所以神当我们遇到的 患难啊，都是我们能够忍受得住的。
And so any difficulty that God allows us to face is something that we can overcome.
我们在困难的时候，神来为我们开出一条出路来。
And so when we are in the midst of difficulties, God will open up a path for us.
所以一般人说啊，天不会有绝人之路啊。天啊，就是神不会让我们走到那个没有路可以走的地步。
And so God would not bring us to a dead end.
所以我们一定要相信神，依靠神。
And so we need to believe in God and trust in Him.
靠主帮助，让我们在天国路当中啊，走得更加的安稳。
And so that as we walk along this heavenly journey, we'll be more firm in our steps.
我们今天早上的就学习到这里。
And so we conclude our teachings here for this
morning. 我们现在就要一起来祷告。
So now we're going to kneel down and pray.
我们为将来教会的各样圣工祷告。
And so let us pray for all the holy work that is
coming up. 为身体健康的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us also pray for those who are physically weak.
愿主耶稣坚固我们每一个人的信心。
And may God firmly establish each of our faith.
让我们一生一世都能够持守在神的恩中直到永远。
That all the days of our lives we may firmly remain in the house of God forever.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.